across the board. Well, why don't we see what he has to say about it. Jack?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
It's nice to see you all again. I just have a few minutes for questions, so let's get started.
We got questions for you, Jack.
Go ahead.
So you know what's been going on. My first question is, do you think that Kim Jong-un gets it?
That fat kid. Acting arrogant and obnoxious. He wanted to be worshipped like a god.
I know, he's out of control. I mean, this whole situation with the nuclear tests and the missiles, it's scary. Are you scared, Jack?
It's not a valid threat.
You must possess strength to inflict pain.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my fellow Americans, I will be conferring with other world leaders as time goes on, and rest assured, working together, we will soon come out with a heavy heart at a very real outcome. I will be aggressively boring.
Go ahead.
Are you involved in negotiations with North Korea currently?
Sure.
All right. Well, how's that going?
Fine.
Hallelujah, brother.
You know what I mean?
I didn't hear it.
Not
now. Good. I'm afraid you might be the craziest person on the face of the earth.
Now, Jack, you're pretty famous guy. You're a world traveler.
Yeah.
Have you gone over there and partied a little bit? Like, could you?
Don't worry about it.
I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
How many times?
Like seven.
Seven. Did you go with Dennis Rodman?
I think Dennis Rodman talked him into it. The worm has turned and is now packing a nuke.
Lord. Did you play basketball with Kim Jong-un?
Well,
no.
Fair enough.
Go ahead.
Well, see, like, one thing I want to know, so you know him very well. Do you believe that he completed a game of golf in hole-in-ones?
Crazy Eskimo.
No way.
He's got a lot of faulty notions.
I think there's like a lot of stuff going on with him. I don't know. What are your impressions of Kim Jong-un?
Man's got a mental handicap. Toxic anger syndrome. He wants to feel bigger and more powerful. Probably quite a small, personal problem.
Oh. Now, stay up there, Jack. Do you think we know the whole truth going on about everything happening in North Korea? Do you think we're getting the whole story or just bits and pieces?
Well, you can rest assured that's not going to happen. You're just going to have to trust me. Things are going to turn around. Old man is going to clob at a guy.
Well, I mean, if we can't trust in Jack Nicholson, who can we
trust? Can't trust a guy came
from Hawaii in a basket? Wow.
I wouldn't trust a guy. This isn't a lot of matter, Jack, though.
Jack. Yeah, Jack,
come on. This is pretty serious.
We wanted you to call in to have serious discussion about this, and pardon me for saying so, but it sounds like you're drunk.
Look, I passed up a lunch with Michelle Pfeiffer to be here. So can we desist from all of this inane
Michelle Pfeiffer didn't want to talk to you. She was here. She left.
She invited me here for the weekend.
What are you talking about?
He's a slippery lizard.
We seem to have conflicting opinions on
Michelle
the
Pfeiffer?
Current status of Michelle Pfeiffer.
And we're going to
party.
Caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing bangs, or flying willards. I'm getting stoned. Stoned! Hey, Josh. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Jack.
How much are you worth?
How much am I worth?
I just want to know what you're worth. Over 10 million?
Oh, well, that's
That's very generous.
Oh, no, that's selling yourself short, Josh.
No, more like 10 cents. I don't have a lot in the bank, but I value
Listen,
what
pal,
I
Escobar's going to try and book me in about 5 minutes.
You know any good criminal lawyers?
I hear Kim Jong-un is actually past the bar. That legal team has got to be great.
I got pulled over tonight. Drunk driving.
Yeah, I guess, see, that's what I'm saying. You have an alcohol problem.
We
you
need
call
to...
us up and you're drunk.
I thought it would be funny.
You thought it'd be funny?
Well, it's the latest thing.
Breaking the law!
It's not a trend, Jack.
Right?
You should be, kids, you're a role model for children out there. They look up to you.
I thought it would be funny.
I'm sorry.
You're our role model, and look what happened to us.
Lady?
Can I ask you one other thing?
Why all the secrecy?
Secrecy? We're being completely upfront with you here. What do you mean?
I think you're hiding something.
I'm not, Jack.
Well, maybe. I'm wondering if you're hiding something, Jack. Did you actually go to North Korea?
You're out of your mind.
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
I wanted to.
How's the food over there, Jack?
I threw up twice last night.
Oh, man. Oh, food poisoning?
I've never been sick before.
That's the
I don't
taste
know.
Of mine, Jack. Jack, do you think you could have been deliberately poisoned?
That's overstating.
Yeah, probably. Well, Jack, you know, it sounds like you're in bad shape today. We wanted to do a nice little phone-in with you here, but you're all over the place.
But, Jack, if you're feeling, if you want a last round, you'll feel better in the morning, we promise.
I'm concerned about a Chinaman who thinks it's wise making nuclear weapons. You know what I mean?
Well, we're all concerned about it, and I think we're deeply concerned for you, Jack, as well. So I want you to get well. I want you to put down the bottle for a change.
Sure.
If it's even possible for you. And give us a call next week if you can, and maybe we can, you know, have a conversation with you when you're a little more clear.
Ooh, maybe you have an idea for a topic that you can bring up next week.
That did not go down well. I bet you down.
It's all right, Jack. Don't worry about it. We'll have to cut you off here, though, because we're coming from the show.
You decided to ruin it.
I'm glad we did this. I'm just a kid.
All right, Jack. Thanks.
Carried
thank
on
you.
A fun thing. Thank you.
Yeah, Jack. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate
Jack.
Come down here and make me smile.